In your precious name, amen. Okay, so last night we talked about time, the season of time that we're in right now before the glory comes. And Mom shared about what's coming. She shared several visions that the Lord had given her about Joe Biden. And so, and it was, you know, seeing this time that we have before us, and God is about to deal with the corruption that we see in our nation. And in fact, what we're seeing right now is God dealing with the corruption to uproot it. So when you see, you know, all of this stuff going on, stay the course. Stay the course. That's the most important thing that we as intercessors can do, is stay the course. One of my absolute favorite scriptures is Ezekiel 22:30. And that scripture says, Ezekiel 22:30, "And I sought for a man among them who should make up a hedge and stand in the gap before me for the land, that I should not destroy it." And there's, you know, four more words at the end of that, "but I found none." But the listing of sins that the Lord gives to Ezekiel, we are facing in our nation. But we're in a different place than Israel was at that time. Because God looked for a man, and he found us. God looked for those that would stand in the gap, put up a hedge, and he found us. The intercessors who would surround this nation in this season of time while God deals with the corruption and the sin, so that he can send forth his revival, so that he can bring forth his glory, and that will pour out across the nations of the earth. It's a very difficult but exciting time that we're in today. And it requires strategy and looking at things through the lens of the Lord so that we can behave accordingly. So one of the things that Mom saw is pattern changes and surprise changes. She actually had a vision of a kaleidoscope. And that kaleidoscope, and you know, if you're looking through a kaleidoscope and you go to turn it and all those little plastic pieces in it, they tumble and it looks kind of chaotic. It's all at the bottom, but by the time you've made that rotation, things settle. And then it reflects around and it makes this beautiful picture. And then if you go to turn it again, you're going to see the same thing. You're going to see all those little pieces of plastic, colorful plastics tumbling around. But when it's set and locked in place, you're going to see a beautiful image. She saw a kaleidoscope with sudden changes, surprise changes, pattern changes. I want to encourage you to look at things through the lens of the Lord. Because if we can do that, as we navigate through these difficult waters, this troubled season, if we can look at them through the lens of the Lord, we will not enter into fear, but we will pray in faith, seeing how God is orchestrating things to uproot the corruption. Number three on our list, and we went through number one yesterday, but number three on our list was that there's going to be more New World Order plans that are going to come out of hiding. And I shared about this June 26th, when the hammer of justice falls. And on that night, this was last week, in that message, the Lord told me that the hammer of justice was going to fall in several realms. And I'm just, for those of you that were not on, and just to kind of consolidate this message and put it in one place, I'm going to go ahead and read off just the bullet points of this. And then you can listen to that message on our website, or you can actually read it. It's up on the website as well. The hammer of justice, that keyword will bring it up. So the realms that we'll see it in is media and entertainment. And I believe we're going to see this very quickly, and we are starting to see it. And when The Sound of Freedom comes out next week, and that's the movie about Tim Ballard, Operation Underground Railroad. And, you know, he fights human trafficking worldwide. And I believe we're going to see a lot of exposure through that film. And I encourage you to go see it. But we're going to see exposure come in the media and entertainment. And let me add one more thing, is that this film had been made years ago, and they had completed production, but Disney bought the rights. And they kept this film tied up for 5 years. They were not going to allow it to be released. But Angel Studios came forward and offered them an offer, really, they couldn't refuse. And they were able to procure the rights. And that's why we're seeing this film, finally. What does that tell you about Disney? We're going to see justice fall in government and the political realm. We're going to see it in the educational realm, the financial realm. We're going to see it in the church, and we're going to see it in terms of bloodletting, which is human trafficking and abortion. These are the things we're going to see. So when you start to see stuff going on and you're like, what is happening? Remember, the hammer of justice is coming down, and God is dealing with these things. He must deal with it. He must, so we can get it uprooted and we can see revival come to our nation and pour out not only on our nation, but the nations of the earth. You know, a key area for us as intercessors is to, as I said, Ezekiel 22:30. He sought for a man to stand in the gap and make up the hedge. If the church, if the intercessors will do this, and we must continue to pray for the church, if the church will do this, we can restrain the enemy and keep him off our soil. We can keep them from implementing their agenda. When Karl Marx was asked, and Karl Marx had a very deadly ideology, and it's where they take and they implement issues. If they cannot handle or implement things through the government, they'll use corporations. If they can't implement things through the corporations, they will implement them through social issues, and they will use the population to control how things are done. It will end up impacting legislation. It will impact how business is done. It will impact how education is run. They come through and they influence and begin to shape and mold a nation so that they erase the classes. And they take that nation into communism. When Marx took his ideology, nation after nation, he was asked, why were you unable to penetrate? You know, what will it take? Why can't you penetrate England? He said, I'll tell you one word, Spurgeon. Spurgeon, Charles Spurgeon. He truly is a father of the faith, and his voice stands true today. One word, he spoke truth, and he spoke truth to power, and he ensured that the church knew what was going on, and he addressed those issues head on to keep Marxism from his nation. That's what we are called to do. Marxism has been rebranded, really, and it's what we see taking place through the social justice issues. We see this in the LGBTQ+ agenda. We see this take place in Black Lives Matter. We see this take place in climate change, in climate activism. They are controlling the narrative through these issues, and they are controlling policy through these issues. They are controlling the church through these issues. We're supposed to keep it off our shores. And it's time we take our church back and take our nation back. In the coming weeks, I'm going to do some messages on this and help people understand what the agenda is and how it's infiltrated, how we see it in our day-to-day activities, so that we can begin to really stand against it and be the barrier, be the Spurgeon of our day. Number four on that list is, the Lord told Mom that we had taken what the enemy had planned as a Cat 4 hurricane and brought it down through our intercessions to a Cat 2. From a Cat 4 to a Cat 2, the damage, the severity of it, we've cut it literally in half. So what we see taking place right now, what we will see in the coming months as we lead to the outpouring of His glory, it's going to be rough. I've been talking about this. Mom has been talking about this to prepare you and equip you for what's coming so that you can pray and you can be made aware. But when you see this, know that we've taken it down, cut it in half through our intercession. So don't be dismayed. Don't be discouraged. No, the corruption must be exposed if it's going to be brought down. It has to be exposed. And when you are uprooting,
Ricky,
yes,
honey,
yes.
Just briefly tell them the difference between a Cat 4 and a Cat 2. Most do not know.
Okay, so a Cat 4 and a Cat 2, most people can withstand a Cat 2. You know, it's going to have minimal damage. You're probably going to have some flooding. You are going to have, you know, you may have some trees that come down. You're going to feel it. You might lose power. You're going to feel your windows rocking and a-rolling, but your house is going to stay put. A Cat 4 will remove your house. So the damage between the Cat 2 and a Cat 4, it doubles it. It's far more extensive, and it sweeps across the entire town in the path of the hurricane. So did I get it okay, Mom? Mom has been in the midst of a hurricane when she was staying in Oregon. A hurricane warning came, and the Lord really protected her in the midst of it. Because of her prayers, she brought that hurricane down, what they expected to be far more severe. They lost power for a while, but the damage was minimal. Am I right, Mom?
Yes. There were roofs destroyed. But in the condo building in which I was living, the roof of my condo was the only one in the entire building that was left untouched. And that was a prayer. So there were trees, I mean, like in that condo, my backyard was the ocean. So there were trees that were downed. There were business buildings that suffered a little bit of damage, but really you could drive up and down the city and find very, very little damage. And on the weather, they announced that it hit land at Cat 2. So by the time it got into into the city, it probably wasn't even hurricane level.
So praise God. Praise God, because they expected far more. So the damage and the impact of what we're seeing right now has been cut in half, and what we will see in the coming months has been cut in half because of the prayers. Right, Mom?
Yes. Well, it could be even more by now. It could be even more by now. We could have cut it back by 60%.
So we praise God, because as bad as it could seem, it could be worse. You know, if you look at what's taking place in France today, massive riots, and I could go through how they use social justice issues to infiltrate that nation. And now the Muslim population is taking over that nation, and they've been day after day of massive riots and fires. It's a terrible thing that's taking place in France right now. But in America, we have blanketed this nation with our intercession. And so whatever is done in the process of uprooting the corruption, or whatever we see in these coming rough days, it really has been cut, and we're so thankful for that. Okay, so the fifth point is trench warfare. And, you know, the intercessors, we're the ones doing the trench warfare. So keep that in mind. It's we're the ones that are going. I don't know if you have seen, and I have seen these videos on this, but those military men that have been trained to do warfare even underground, and what they have to go through. They have to be trained to be able to see and to be able to navigate through completely darkened areas where there's no daylight, there's no lights at all. They have to be able to navigate through all of that process in order to complete their mission and procure the package or whatever it is that they're doing. That training is quite intensive. You have been in training. You're the warriors that are paving the way for this nation to be set free. You're the warriors that's paving the way for things like Roe versus Wade to be overturned. You're the warriors that's paving the way for films like The Sound of Freedom to finally come forth, and the exposure to human trafficking to finally come forth. We can't stop these things unless people are aware of them. You're the force that has paved the way to see breakthrough after breakthrough in our nation. Stay the course. Number six is look for value in the chaos. One thing, something the Lord taught me a few years ago, and that was to view things through His eyes. When I see something, when I have a dream, when He speaks to me, gives me a vision, I ask Him to let me see it through His eyes and not mine. Why is that important? Because if we look at things through our eyes, we're taking our experiences, we're taking our human understanding, we're taking our knowledge, and we are processing a divine revelation. And that doesn't always work. We need the discernment from the Lord that comes through praying over those issues. We talked about dreams last night and the importance of doing that. But when we see things through the lens of the Lord, even if it's absolute chaos, we can begin to see and understand what God is doing in that chaos. When they raided President Trump, And Daryl shared this last night, this vision that I'd had about the Lord there on a table. There was a mound of dirt, and there was a house of cards that had been built up on that mound of dirt. And the Lord came up, and he pulled a card, and then he blew. And when he did, those cards went flying, and he began to reshape and remold that dirt. Within a few days, President Trump, they did the raid on Mar-a-Lago. And immediately, the Lord said, that's the card. The house of cards is about to fall. And I said, what? And he began to show me how the FBI is part of the problem. And he began to strategically point out and help me to analyze how each three-letter agency, and ordered by this military person, this State Department person, this congressional person, whatever, he began to break it down. And I started to see the events that were taking place in our nation, the assaults on our President Trump, see these events and how it was rolling out through the lens of the Lord. And he kept saying to me, I'm uncovering the deep state. I'm uncovering another link. I'm uncovering their plans. I'm uncovering what's going on. Stay the course. Don't be fearful. Don't be dismayed. Don't allow what just took place to drag you down, but instead see it through the lens of the Lord, because God works through chaos. He really does. It keeps man distracted, looking for answers or scrambling, even Christians, scrambling. But in the midst of it all, God is orchestrating and exposing. And when it's all said and done, we look back and, you know, we use that term, hindsight is 20/20, because it's true. When we look back, we see God's hand in it, and how he used that one event to trigger this one, and this one, until in the end, that entire deep state organization was exposed from our Congress, from the executive branch, from the State Department, the deep state exposed. Do not fear the chaos. Look at it through the lens of the Lord. And the last one is avoiding smoke screens. You know, the enemy, one of his greatest tools is to raise up smoke screens and to cause us to be distracted. Look at this over here. Look at this chaos over here. We often refer to them even as false flags. And because what the enemy is doing is igniting something, using some chaotic or catastrophic event to launch something. And sometimes you'll see something go on and it dominates the news week when what was really important is over here on the other side, where true exposure is coming out. Just like this Titanic submarine thing, where the uber wealthy paid to get on a sub that was only big enough for 5 people to sit in. It had 2 computer monitors. It had a $20 PS4 controller, Logitech controller, rather, so they could navigate it under the water. They had to sit Indian style in there. There was no restroom, no facilities whatsoever, bolted from the outside. Anybody who feels claustrophobic right now has probably taken a few deep breaths, like, oh my gosh, bolted from the outside to go down 2,000 feet and view the wreckage of the Titanic They knew those people were gone in the first hour. They heard the explosion. They lost contact with them. They knew they were gone. But for a week, well, the news cycle, so Monday through, I think, Friday, it might have been Thursday afternoon that they actually declared them lost or that they wouldn't have survived. So that's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday news cycle. That dominated. But what was going on? There were congressional hearings against those who raised up attacks against President Trump during his first year in office. Adam Schiff was censored. Durham was questioned. Important people were called to answer for crimes and injustices done against President Trump. Deceptions that they released about him to the media day after day, week after week, month after month, trying to convince the American people that he colluded with Russia for the 2016 election. That is what happened that week. But we were trying to find out if five billionaires were alive when they knew they weren't. We have to use wisdom. And when we see something dominating the news hour, day after day, look deeper and find out what's really going on. Because God wants his people to see the justice he's releasing, the hammer of justice. He is releasing the hammer of justice. This is what will set our nation free from the bondage and the imprisonment that we have as a result of the deep state. So over the course of the next few months, stay the course. When you see that they're trying to put up smoke screens, look deeper. What's really going on? The Lord gave me a word, and this was on Friday. It was the 9th. It's transcribed now, and I will get this. I will put it up on our website, and it's entitled Smoke Screens. And in that, I shared about a dream I had. And that is when we had the worst. I mean, it was the worst of the Canadian fires that had come down. And it was apocalyptic in nature over D.C., over New York, in those northeastern states. And the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord came over me so powerfully. And he said to me, over the course of the next few months, I'm going to expose them. As you view the photos and videos from the heavy smoke blanketing the region throughout the Northeast in early June, you see the breadth and depth of how the enemy has tried to cover themselves. They release one smoke screen after another, but I, the Lord says, I'm about to blow their smoke screens out to sea. I am going to reveal them. He continued to pour into me the following words and visions accompanied so quickly they vanished as soon as they came. He said, I'm going to reveal them, the deep state, the media. He's going to reveal them, the human trafficking. He's going to reveal them, what's taking place at the border. He's going to reveal it, the corruption in finance. He's going to reveal it. This summer will be a summer to remember because the Lord is going to reveal it all. The smoke screens, they are coming down. Stay the course. Stay the course. The whole purpose of last night and tonight is to help anchor us so that we stay the course We do not let up in our intercession as we prepare for that last battle, that last bit of chaos, I guess, leading into revival. The enemy is going to try to discourage you. The enemy is going to try to shift you off course or distract you. But my friends, the Lord looked for a man who would make up a hedge and stand in the gap before him for the land, that he should not destroy it. And he found us, the intercessors. He knew. He had prepared the intercessors for this hour. And he knew that he could entrust the nation to the intercessors. While this nation went through the greatest shaking it's seen in decades, he knew he could entrust the intercessors in the process. So do not give up, do not let up, and stay the course, because he has promised the outpouring. It's come, and as Daryl shared, it's still going. Revival is still going. And it's going to increase. So stay the course.
I can't hear.
Mom, is there anything else you want to add?
Yeah, I just wanted to clarify what you did clarify, but it needs to be clarified a little more. When Ricky said leading to revival, she wasn't saying that revival had been lost to America. Actually, we know that several universities received revival, and the revival they received was the promised revival called the Great Awakening. And so what we are doing now is paving the way for the rest of the nation to be able, and the nations of the world, because it will be going across the face of the whole earth before it's over. And so, as she just said this last sentence, we're paving the way for the nation to be able to go into that great awakening and walk lockstep, really, with what has already begun. And this is exactly how the Lord showed me it was going to be. I've shared this with my team over the years, that when the glory fell, although we are the ones, the intercessors have prayed this in, we were not going to be the first to experience it, such as the university is experiencing. He would bring us in later to drink of the beautiful waters. So don't think because we have not seen it personally that we have been pushed aside and disallowed to see it. We will see it, and the reward is going to be greater than you can ever imagine. So like Ricky keeps saying, don't give up.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Mom. Thank you.
Thank you, honey.